The rain had stopped when he stepped into the batter's box, but the skies still were dark. Mays's first pitch to Chapman came in high and inside. Chapman never moved, and the ball hit his left temple with such force that it caromed onto the field. Mays, believing the ball had been bunted, picked it up and threw it to first base. But the crack he had heard was from the ball hitting Chapman's skull, not his bat. Chapman fell to the ground unconscious. Players and several doctors rushed to the plate, and a few minutes later, Chapman responded. He began to walk toward the clubhouse, but collapsed again and had to be carried off the field. He was transferred to St. Lawrence Hospital, where initial indications were that the injury might not be as serious as originally thought, but doctors soon determined his skull was fractured and operated. Again, there seemed to be some hope, but in the early morning hours of August 17th, Chapman died. When Chapman was carried from the field that day, players were shaken, but didn't know his condition would be fatal. So the game continued. The Indians added a run in the fifth on an RBI single by O'Neill for a 4-0 lead. In the bottom of the ninth, with two outs, Covey gave up a two-run double to Ping Bodie and an RBI single to Muddy Rule to cut it to one run, but got pinch hitter Lefty O'Doul on a grounder to shortstop to end the game. There was speculation that Chapman never saw the pitch from Mays, possibly a combination of the dark skies and a dark baseball, the result of a decision by owners to continue to use discolored baseballs longer during games to save money. Chapman batted .278 during his 9-year career, all with Cleveland, and along with Tris Speaker, was considered a leader of the team. Losing him not only took a key player from the team, but a close friend of many players, including Speaker and O'Neill. There were reports of a fight between those two before the funeral. Nerves were frayed, and the season started to slip away for the team. After Chapman's death, the grieving Indians lost 7 of their next 9 games. August was by far their worst month of the season, and they dropped into third place, 2.5 behind the White Sox, and 1.5 behind the Yankees. Harry Lunt, who replaced Chapman on August 16th, continued as the starting shortstop for the next 19 games, going 13-65. It seemed a lifetime ago that the Indians had left on the 2-week road trip, but they managed to win their final 3 games in Washington before heading home for the next 24 days. Perhaps they saw an opportunity to honor their lost friend by focusing on the game they all loved, and things changed for the Indians, who wore black armbands to honor Chapman and won 22 of their next 28 games.